Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and we are here going to be talking a lot about NPCs. And we've been talking a lot about NPCs for the last three episodes. I think this is our last one we're going to wrap up. And so how to create an NPC for your world, how to make sure it's the best. And when we talk about this, this could work for books as well. But we are making this for, you know, a role-playing game. So before we do get started, I want to give out some shout-outs to our two cities. One that has been going up that I've been noticing is Bonnie Lake, Washington. Thank you very much, guys, for listening there. Guys or girls, I tend to say guys as an overall, but I try to catch myself for that. I don't know why. But thank you all for listening there. And last is Las Vegas, Nevada. I thought we had talked about Las Vegas, Nevada, but going through my list, I do not see it. No, I don't see we've ever talked about Las Vegas, Nevada. So thank you out there for listening. You guys don't have a clue how much it is. It just warms my heart that people are listening everywhere. If you could go and a couple things about the website, epicworldbuilder.com. We are doing lots of fun stuff. We are messing around with when you log in, there is a like a dashboard. So before, when you logged in, the homepage was just the homepage when you were logged in or not logged in. But now the homepage actually changes to a dashboard and gives you lots of information about blogs and all kinds of stuff. But one of the coolest things, I think, is there's a quiz of the day for D&D. So if you want to go there, there's a high score, and come once a day, answer the question, and see and grow with it. So, and I think we're going to I've done this, and another person here has done kind of not D&D related, but quiz stuff, and sometimes you just get out of control, and you're like, well, I can answer the next question for the next 5 years and not even get close. So what we are going to do is, don't worry, there's a long time from now, but we're going to reset those every year. So we're going to reset it in January of 2025, but see how far you can get up on the list until then. So thank you guys so much for listening, and let's start digging into NPCs. So this is the fourth installment, and my thing is, add depth and motivation and goals. Add depth with motivations and goals. So determine what drives your NPC. What are their goals and why are they striving to achieve them? Understanding an NPC's motivations adds complexity and, you know, all kinds of stuff to their character, and can serve as a catalyst for like plot developments. I was just at a gaming convention, Midwest Gaming Convention, and I played a few. I tried to get as many games in as possible. Well, one game I played Saturday night was, I wish I knew. I should know it. I was told the time, but I had forgotten. And it was a horror game kind of thing, and there wasn't a lot of. There was never, here's my player, here's your player, let's put them on the board. But it was very much crazy and very, it wasn't horror-ish, but horror genre. It was, but I wasn't like scared to death, but I was anxious because I couldn't, everything constantly changed. I found out we were dead at the end. We were kind of ghosts. But everything was kind of just constantly changing, and I didn't know which direction to go, and it was a lot of fun. But there were NPCs in that were fascinating for this just one shot, and helped so much, and just that adding depth and motivations, and what do we do, where do we go? Okay, so with that, going through this, The first one is understanding basic motivations. Start by identifying basic motivations that can drive an NPC, such as like survival, love, greed, revenge, or a desire for power. These primal motivations can be like the foundation upon which more complex goals and desires are built. So figure out what kind of really motivates them, whether that is, you know, a lot of times it's power. These are all real good. I think of, let's just throw at some, like Darth Vader. A desire for power was a big one. Revenge was a big one. Love. I don't know about survival, but, you know, there was definitely, when you see what he became, and it was out of love for Padme, but then also revenge. I'm trying to think of some of these other characters and what they are. That one just came to mind as an NPC that is out there. Oh, what other NPCs? My mind is completely blank. I should have wrote down some examples. But, you know, I guess the other really big thing I'm watching right now and playing is Fallout. And, you know, and we're still trying to figure out a lot of those NPCs. What's their, you know, I'm almost done with the whole thing. But, like, there's the ghoul. There's, you know, the main girl, she's out for not necessarily revenge, but she definitely is out for survival. She's out for love of her father, trying to find that. And, you know, every one of these has, and where they stand. Don't make your NPCs just one dimensional. Like, hey, this person here does this, but try to figure out what motivates them. And it's not just one thing. I know a lot of times we just stick, oh, this person is greedy, this person has a revenge. But most times the real world is deeper than that. And that brings me to the next one. Develop complex goals. Once you have your basic motivation, expand it into specific tangible goals. A desire for power could translate into a goal, or become the leader of a prominent guild, overthrowing a local government, or acquiring a legendary magical artifact. These are all, you know, complex, and just, it's just not, okay, this is just not revenge, but it might be mixed with revenge and greed, or mixed with some power as well. So all of those are important when actually creating complex goals and going through that. Personalized motivations. Consider how your NPC's background, experiences, and relationships shape their motivations. A personal loss might drive an NPC to seek justice or revenge, while a brush with poverty could fuel the desire for wealth and security. Personal motivations make NPCs more relatable and their goals like more understandable. And really dig deep. I mean, you could be like, you know, going through and like reading books and finding NPCs that way, but also take it yourself. Look at yourself. What, I mean, you're not just a power hungry person or this. And a lot of times we don't look at the bad parts of ourselves for motivation. We don't, you know, when you're going through that, the desire for power, revenge, greed, and even survival sometimes, we do say, oh, well, I did it for love and everything else. But a lot of the negative ones, we don't really associate with ourselves, even though we probably all have negative, you know, motivations. But looking at that through the lens of yourself and how you do it might be the best way of doing it. This could be really a self-reflection on yourself, to figure out how people react and how people grow as an NPC. Create conflicting motivations. complex characters often have conflicting motivations, such as a desire for revenge that conflicts with a deep-seated belief in justice. These eternal conflicts can lead into compelling storylines and moral dilemmas, both in the NPC and the player's characters interacting with them. Going through this, there are going to be conflicts. Try and put conflicts in there. Have a person that wants to do this, but they know it's bad, so they do it some of the time, but they try not to do it. Those conflicting motivations are very, very important. Aligning goals with the story. So you're creating this NPC, and a lot of times you're doing this. A lot of times when you create a PC, the only reason you're creating it is for the story. So I'm going to go through this, but I think sometimes we need to do the opposite. NPC goals should have relevance to the overachieving story of the player's objectives. This alignment can create natural intersections and conflicts driving the narrative forward. An NPC whose goals opposes the player's mission can serve as an antagonist, while one of the aligned goals might become an ally or like a quest giver. So I like to throw in stuff that has nothing to do with the story, or even side quests that have nothing to do. Because that's how the real world is. You go here, but then you take side quests all the time. My goal is to build something. Build this empire. Do this. But then Saturdays, sometimes I'm not doing that. Sometimes I'm just going and doing the side quest of going to a friend's house or hanging out with a friend or going to a party or going to a ball game. You know, those are all stuff. So not everything has to be aligned with the story, but you're probably already going to be doing that. When most times when you create an NPC, the reason why you're creating that NPC is because it is part of that story. Make goals dynamic. NPC goals can evolve based on an unfolding story and the actions of a player's characters. An NPC initially driven by like revenge might find peace and shift their focus towards building a better future. Dynamic goals reflect the changing natures of the NPC and keep the story fresh and in engaging. If you have somebody in your story that's really based on revenge, and when they get that revenge, what does your story do? What does your game do? Does that person just out, or do they have to deal with it? So if they are wronged from a very early age, and this is all their life has been built on this revenge, and let's say they take it out. They take that person out, and that person's no longer in the picture. Is that it? Is your story kicking that person out? Or now is your story that person that's in your story now has really finished their motivation? And now do they deal with the ramifications of that? Their life could be empty. They could be dealing with that dark passenger inside of them of the revenge is still there, even though they thought it would be gone. There's a lot of that stuff. So your goals might change. And I've said this a lot. The best thing a DM can do is make a game. I tend to think of, And a lot of people, this is hard because a lot of people think of all kinds of different things. So when they think of a DM, they're like, okay, I have this story. I got to keep them on the story. It's literally a book, and there's only these options. Like a choose your own adventure book, but you only have these options. You only have three options to do or two options to go to these other two pages, and that's it. I don't like that as a DM. I think it's not my story and the players are just in my story. All of us are creating a story. all of us are doing that story. And so you don't have just these options. You have unlimited options. That's the whole purpose. That's why we're not playing video games. Well, one thing we are doing, we're playing this because we want interaction. We want human interaction. That's why we're not playing computer games. But the other reason is you can do anything. You can just get on a horse and head west. That's my favorite thing, is let's all come up with a story. It might take the DM, and it definitely, if your players are playing this with the DM, the players need to know that the DM might need some time sometimes. It might need a couple of minutes to just gather something. Because if you all just get on your horse and head west, that changes the game completely. But that is good. That's the whole idea of this. Okay. I got off on a tangent. Use motivations to inform actions. Every action an NPC takes should be informed by their motivations and goals. This consistency ensures that NPCs act logically within the game's world, making the story more believable and immersive. Players can predict or understand NPCs' actions based on their known motivations, adding depth into their interactions. Yes. So basically, yeah, every action the NPC takes kind of twists and turns them down, a path. Just keep kind of growing. Don't make that person one-dimensional. Constantly think of how they would continue to go. Challenge players' perceptions. Use NPC motivations and goals to challenge players' perceptions and moral absolutes. An antagonist with noble goals are a beloved ally driven by selfish motivations can provoke thought and discussion, enriching the game's experience. Sometimes the antagonist can change. Sometimes challenge how they look at him. The best one of this is Thanos, I think. I was watching it, and I'm watching this, and they sold me. I was like, well, I don't know. Is Thanos a bad guy? He's got a point. And then I was like, oh, well, you know what? He is, because he could have done things differently. And definitely he is much different in the movies than he is in the comics. But the movies have done a real good job of challenging the watcher's perceptions, and do that same thing with players as well. Okay. Incorporate into gameplay. Integrate NPCs' motivations and goals into gameplay through quests, conflicts, and resolutions that stem from their desires. NPCs can provide missions that further their goals, request help from their player characters, and act as obstacles to the player's objectives. Yes, don't just keep it on the outside, but plop these into actual gameplay. And that's the whole idea. That's the whole reason why you're making an NPC, is because you're trying to interact with that players. So there's that. That's a really good one. Adding depth and motivation to goals. And, going through, I'm looking at some of the other stuff I did. I think we're going to take a break. I mean, there's a lot more, but it could be like incorporating flaws and strengths, but I think we got most of what we want from this series of NPCs. I think I have some people I might be meeting with next week to do a podcast, and that might be on the list of things coming up, but I think I might be going back to building stuff again. I'd like to know what everyone's opinion is, and I think it's this kind of back and forth of let's actually go through and make stuff and figure stuff out, but then also do things like this where we do deep dives into why we're doing it. I'd love to do both, but sometimes it just feels like I want to do the episode one way or the other, and mixing the two, I don't know, it doesn't feel right to me. I don't know why, just because I don't know if I have enough time to incorporate both in one episode. But maybe it is. We'll keep playing around with the format of how this is working. But I do like sitting and actually building stuff out too. It's been a month or so, and I miss it. So I might go back to that. But thank you guys all for listening. Once again, thank you to the two cities. We have Las Vegas, Nevada, and Bonnie Lake, Washington. Thank you all for listening. Definitely check out the website. Check out the dashboard. I'd like to see a lot of people start doing those quizzes. And let's all compete to see who's the best. Who knows the most trivia about D&D. But thank you guys again. And like always, keep building.